ABC Radio Australia.
It's a pivotal day in Vanuatu's history, with the results of a historical referendum to be announced later today. The referendum, which took place on May 29, aimed to get public endorsement for changes to the constitution to bring about political stability. Joining us this morning from Port Vila is Stevenson Liu, editor for Vanuatu's Broadcasting Television Corporation. Good morning, Stevenson, and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Good morning, Evans, and thank you for having me.
Great. Look, Stevenson, what's the mood like in Port Vila this morning? Is there much anticipation for the referendum result?
Yeah, it is. Now, the level of anticipation is quite higher because there's been a lot of discussion around the intention of the amendment and the following legal case that went to court in order to challenge the amendment. Now, the people of Vanuatu are, of course, tired of political instability too, and they're looking forward to something to stop it. And they believe the two amendments might make a difference. But again, it remains to be seen today.
Now, before we get into the case and the referendum itself, tell us a bit about the question people were asked to decide on when Vanuatu went to the referendum on May 29.
Yeah, there are actually two questions that people were asked. The first one on the amendment under Article 17A. Now, that is about the member of parliament that actually or who resigns or is terminated. And the amendment 6, the president of the political party to inform the speaker of parliament within 14 days if a member resigns from his or her political party, and that is that the speaker terminates and declare the seat vacant. That's on 17A, and with 17B it seeks the vacation of seat of an independent member. Now, the article specifies that after a general election, a member who contests as an independent or is voted in as a single member of a political party will need to declare their affiliation into a registered political party within 3 months, actually. And if they don't do that, then the seat will be declared vacant. So those are the two amendments that people were asked to vote for. Now, again, there were a lot of anticipation because, of course, we know that all this hinges on the fact that the single party members and independents were actually the ones moving about in parliament and causing all the instability. So, yeah, those are the two questions that were put forward to the citizens.
Now, Stevenson, the voting for the referendum went pretty smoothly on May 29, and then we had it happen in overseas as well. How has the counting gone, and has it gone according to schedule?
It is. I would say it has, because immediately after the announcement of a referendum, The government went ahead and did some amendment to the Referendum Act, allowing it to extend the days and the hours simply so that everybody could cast their vote. Especially overseas, we have workers in PALM and SWP as well, and RSC as well. So they've been allowed time in order to vote after working hours. So that gave them enough time to vote and get the ballots offered to Port Vila for counting. So the counting went for the entire week and went into the night, and all the ballot boxes from overseas arrived on Friday and were counted over the weekend. So yeah, there was time for every ballot to arrive in order for that counting to go ahead. So of course, I would say they went pretty deep into the night in order to count all the ballots. So they've done that over the weekend. And so later today, we're expecting the results.
Stevenson, you mentioned the workers in Australia and in New Zealand. How did Vanuatu officials deal with those in New Caledonia? Because we had that issue in Numea with the riots and the political problems. How were people there able to vote? How did they manage to deal with that problem?
They've actually fought it, and we had officials from Vanuatu elections who went there to conduct the voting. So the voting took place in the consulate building in Numea. It went pretty smoothly, so there was no disturbance there. So the amendment to the referendum act was specifically so that New Caledonians can vote, considering that there is political instability there as well. So they've been allowed time to extend the 14 hours for New Caledonia, and they did vote, and they got the results back in time.
Now, Stevenson, like you said, counting has gone according to plan, went late into the night. How will the results be announced today? Will it be broadcast live on TV? Can you take us through what the plan is?
Yeah, it will be broadcast live on TV. VPTC has allocated time for that. And, of course, they've been streaming. The electoral office has been streaming since the sorting out and the counting of ballots. So they're definitely taking that live as well. So, yeah, the announcement will come later today when that will happen. But, yes, we are preparing to go live with that.
You're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Evan Wasuka. And on the line with me from Port Vila is Stevenson Liu. He's the editor for Vanuatu Broadcasting and Television. Now, Stevenson, today we're expecting to hear the results. What will happen once the results come out? What do we expect to hear?
As soon as the results come out, they will need to be gazetted, and when that's done, then we will see that implemented. Now, there's a court case pending as well for the challenge to the political party integrity bill. Now, that act is quite important to the entire amendment because it talks about the political party registrations. It talks about the constitutional, the constitutions of the political parties, which may be used when it comes to deciding the vacancy of seats as well. So the amendments are actually are important, but they hinge quite a bit on the political party registration act, which is being challenged in court now. That act went to court with the challenge to the amendments themselves, but the court has decided it is not an urgent case, so it was delayed to August 19th. So it remains to be seen, given that there are legal cases pending as well. So the appeal court on the challenge of the amendment itself is also scheduled for appeal in August. Now, but of course, a referendum is something that's been decided and it's within the constitution. So whatever happens, it remains to be seen based on the constitutional court challenges.
Stevenson, it's certainly an interesting and complex case there in Vanuatu with the referendum and then the multiple court challenges also lined up. Look, before we wrap up for today, what's your feeling about? Are people keen to see change and with the referendum there, or are there reservations around it?
Yeah, I think the people are keen actually to see some changes to the political activities in the country. We've had three prime ministers in the span of 6 months, and So that's a bit of concern for Vanuatu. And Vanuatu has been hit by a lot of political instability for quite some time now. So people are expecting to see some changes. And of course, how it happens, it depends on the actual result of the referendum. But of course, we know that this is not a silver bullet, and anything can happen, you know. But it's something that people are looking forward for, and people are actually wanting some changes in terms of political stability in the country. So yeah, everybody is looking ahead for something different after today.
Stevenson, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Stevenson Liu. He's the news editor for Vanuatu Broadcasting Television Corporation.